Hi, is James in?
Speaking.
Hey, James, my name is Reuben Goldstein. I'm a senior underwriter at the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing?
Hello, sir.
Can you hear me all right?
Yes.
Oh, perfect, perfect. I work with, you sent an email to John Neely today, with Bank of Cardiff. I help manage our San Diego branch. He's actually no longer with our company, so I wanted to reach out to you and introduce myself and let you know that I can just handle your underwriting start to finish. Do you have a pen handy? You can give me my phone. I can give you my phone number.
Yeah, hang on. Just
Thanks.
gonna put you in my phone. Okay.
My phone number is 858 866 9102.
Okay, so, for me, just kind of using common sense, I'm thinking, you guys are a middle person. You shoot me off to some other company like Core Financial, and I guess obviously in my mind, I'm thinking, why wouldn't I go straight to Core Financial? And then I'm thinking, well, maybe there's somebody else out there that's better, and you guys can find that person. And so that's how my little brain works. Maybe you can explain to me how. Me dealing like through you guys as compared to somebody like for financial would be better, or how we could both benefit, in other words.
Yeah, absolutely. I think you're just looking for the best deal possible. I think the way to kind of view it is, you'll never go to Ford to buy a car. You'll go to the salesperson, but you kind of want to cut out the middleman and save your money. That's not a big deal. Let me ask you some questions because Ford's a partner of ours. But let me take a look at the history on your transaction. That might shed some light here. Okay. So bear
Okay.
with me here. So now it looks like you also have a loan with Direct Capital, is that correct?
Yeah, it's almost complete. It's like 80, 86 or 88% or 90% paid.
Okay. How much money are you looking for cash right now, not for any equipment, I assume. Is that correct or wrong?
Not particularly equipment, no cash.
Okay. In a perfect world, about how much cash would you want to net?
Probably about 60 grand.
60 grand.
If
Okay.
I, 20 would probably do it. 60 would allow me to do things I need to do. That's how it would work. So Direct Capital is, just so you know, I'm talking to you because, I did this in the past, and it was a clean transaction, and I needed a large sum of money. But the
Yeah.
interest rate was huge, right? And Direct Capital is very small. I mean, it's incredible. It's not like, it's not like 3% or anything, but it's significantly less than what I paid for Fora. But Fora was giving me like 100 grand, and so or 90,000, and so obviously their risk factors are larger, right? They're loaning me a larger sum of money than what Direct Capital, has ever loaned me, and so I can kind of get the fact that they're stepping out there, right? So they want more return, and so
What was
I'm
the
kind of
rate you
figuring
paid? What was the rate you paid with
half.
Direct Capital?
I'm sorry?
What was the rate you paid with Direct Capital?
The regular payment? You mean the daily draw? What do you mean?
Yeah, no, like the interest rate, like what you borrow and what you pay back with Direct Capital.
Yeah, when I figure it up in my head, we're talking about like $3,000 on 25 grand. And so it doesn't seem like, I think it's like 12 or 13%. It's
Over
like
like
they're
a
coming
year.
over, yeah, a year. Whereas with you guys, it's like 33%, so it's like I can wrap my head around 12 or 13%, but like 33%, and there were discounts for paying it off early, so that was nice, and I did pay it off early, so I think I probably didn't actually pay 33%, but it's a tremendously different ball game, right?
My guess is, and you took the Direct Capital loan after the Fora loan, correct?
I took the Direct Capital first, and then I got the Fora loan, and you guys paid off the direct capital loan, and I took the four. Like, you know, John was like, oh, man, you didn't tell me you had the direct capital thing. So what he did is he just he cleared it out. You know, you guys just increased the amount you were going to give
okay.
me, and I paid off direct capital.
And then
so that you'd be in first position, you know.
But now you have another direct capital loan, correct?
Yeah, so we could do the same thing or what have you, but I might even have enough to just pay off that loan. You know, it's not significant. I think it was 25%. I'm like 85 or 90% through it.
Okay. So what I'm going to do is this. It sounds like maybe the issue is that the term lengths you're getting are pretty short, and maybe if you get a longer term loan, you won't have to piece these loans together, just one loan and that gives you the amount you need at a longer term and a lower cost of money. Is that something you're looking for rather than kind of doing one or two of these?
The original, just so you know, so I'm being honest with you, I just thought about this. The original direct capital loan that John Neely paid off was for 3 months. It wasn't like they stepped out on a limb and said, we're going to give you a lot of money for a lot of time. It was like 25 grand for 3 months. But then I think they were happy because they got paid off, right? And, you know, when Fora, and then they came back to me and said, we'll give you, you know, 25 grand for a year. I probably could have gotten more, but that's all I wanted was 25 grand at the time. And the rate was still that same kind of nice rate. You know what I mean? That 12, 13%.
Okay. Well, what I'm going to do is this. I've submitted your file to our renewals department. I'm going to see what we can provide you. Let's go ahead.
Now direct capital is coming back to me saying you're like 88, 86% paid off. And now they want to give me, you know, now they're real happy, right? Because so I'm just kind of checking out my options and we can keep an open dialogue. And I don't know what they will give me or not give me. But I'm going to assume that it's not going to be 30%, you know? So.
I understand.
I guess see what you guys do. And I'll be honest with you. I sent the same statements to the direct capital guy. And I'm sure he's going to get back to me in a couple of days. And I'll tell you what his deal is. And I don't even know this guy. So I don't have a relationship with him. They've kind of put my account off to somebody else. So it's not like I have some personal, you know, stake in it. And so they'll come back to me having had one loan paid off, one loan 86 or whatever they said percent paid off. And then I'll tell you what they offer me. And you can tell me what you can do and we'll figure out what works, right?
Yeah, that's fair enough. I used to be on the sales side, so I know what you're talking about. It's not a big deal. I've helped solve problems like this all the time.
All right, well, maybe we can brainstorm and figure it out. Okay.
Yeah, when are you looking to make a decision?
Ideally within a week.
Within a week. Okay, yeah, let me see what I can do here for you. Let me figure this out, and I think we can find a solution.
Awesome. All right, it was good to talk to you.
Thank you so much. I'll be in touch.
Bye.
Bye-bye.